T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Kim Hunter-Reed, Commissioner of Higher Education in Louisiana. Good morning, Ms. Reed. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Let's start this way, because I'm getting some texts, and it might be interesting to view it through this prism. In terms of preparation, why are you looking at this differently than you would a normal flu season?
Well, obviously, when you're in a global pandemic and we have the level of disease and the level of death that we have seen in Louisiana and across the United States and the globe, we have to make sure that student safety is top of mind. We know that we have to continue to educate and train the great talent in Louisiana, Louisiana's workforce of today and tomorrow. But we have to do it with social distancing, masking, and all of the safety protocols. So that's why it's different, because the world is different today, but the need for education continues.
So what are the plans, and does it vary from area to area? Because you're looking at state universities throughout the country, throughout the state, right? And I guess also community colleges?
That's correct, Tommy. So we are working with every college and university, whether they're public or private, proprietary, two-year, four-year HBCUs across the state. We put out guidance and had an all higher ed webinar in early June to talk through each of the state's phases and what that would look like in terms of classroom space, density of students, safety protocols, cleaning protocols. Starting today, we will have our next all higher ed webinar to test our plan, test what would happen if you have a COVID outbreak, and have campuses walk through exercise, as well as hear from epidemiologists on the latest information for young people aged 19 to 29, because as you know, that has been a peak area for us in the state in terms of increased disease and social spread. So we want to make sure that we have the latest information in terms of research and science, that we have the opportunity to test our plans, not just make sure we know what happens if we do well, but what happens when you have COVID on your campus? How do you respond safely and appropriately? So that's the work that we are doing. I'm very proud of the faculty, the staff, the administrators. We want the parents and the students to know we're working hard to make sure that we have education available to them. We don't want them to defer their dreams, but we've got to do it right, and we're working hard to make sure we do so.
In terms of, say, taking everybody's temperature, just the challenges of that as opposed to a high school with limited points of, you know, in high school of getting in and getting out. In college, you can pretty well much come and go like you please. How in the world would you even accomplish that, or is that even part of the plan?
It is part of the plan in some campuses. So some campuses will have four or five locations. Some of them are partnering with Ochsner, for example, or other medical partners to help them to do a temperature check as students enter. Others are asking students to do their own temperature check. Some of them have apps, so they have to report. The students have to answer a series of questions each day on their app to make sure that they haven't had a cough, they don't feel poorly, they don't have a fever before they enter campus. So the process will be different depending on the campus, but we want to make sure that self-check is in place.
Somebody asked me this a while ago, and I don't mean to catch you off base here, but, you know, we all talk about TOPS money and how I guess you have, what, 4 years to use that? Is that the deal?
Yes.
So if for whatever reason what you're taking really requires your being in class and hands-on, but for whatever reason it goes to online, are you really getting your money's worth, and has there been any talk of, like, being able to defer TOPS money or not at all?
So for high school students, high school seniors, they have a year to accept their TOPS eligibility. So if they decide that they want to wait a while, they certainly have the ability to do that. We're not encouraging students to do that. All of the campuses in Louisiana are offering a hybrid experience. So you can go online, you can go in person, you can go a combination of both. But we want to make sure that people are continuing their education. We think it's very important. We're trying to make sure we have safety as well as education moving forward, but we don't think stopping out is the way to go. We also, as you know, Tommy, have over 400,000 people in Louisiana who were on unemployment. And so the community colleges are working very hard to help people reskill and upskill. The governor has provided $10 million in emergency funds out of the governor's emergency funds to support that effort. So if you are unemployed and need that opportunity, we encourage you to go back to one of our colleges or universities to get those skills so that you can get back to work and back to your family as well.
I appreciate your time. I really do. Kim Hunter-Reed, Commissioner of Higher Education in Louisiana. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the eviction crisis in New Orleans right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.